But sometimes children used to get a real sore throat, sort of blisters on the inside of the throat. It was very dangerous. It might at first be thought to be measles, but it would turn out to be...
Tonsil sore throat.
It used to be a disease, though, and they would break out in a rash sometimes, and the victim would choke to death.
Well, they have marks
that's
still on the side of
you. Right. This is on the inside.
Diphtheria.
What's a disease that makes you yellow, Claudia?
Yellow, something, yellow
gums
or something like that.
When you have a pain in your right side, people are always afraid you may have an attack of...
tinnitus.
When you had your appendix taken out, what is it for?
Because you need the operation for your appendix.
Do you know the name of that operation?
I don't know it right now. You need a balance or something, they call it.
Do you remember what people called it before they knew it was appendicitis? When people usually died of it. Bobby, if you ate something that didn't agree with you, and it wouldn't stay down, you would say you had to...
I would have gas in my stomach.
But the food wouldn't stay down, it came back.
I would be vomiting.
Is there anything else you ever call it?
Call it throwing up. Throwing up. I spit it up.
If a person vomits, it's because he was sick. Where?
It's stomach.
If your neighbor, do you have a neighbor now who's a friend?
Yes, ma'am.
If she heard some news, she would come right over
and tell me about it.
If you invited somebody to come and see you, and you weren't to tell them, you'd be disappointed if they didn't come. You'd say, now if you don't come,
I'm sorry.
If you both are going to be glad to see me, you say, we, what, be glad to see you.
I would say we will be glad to see you.
You might say to a child, if you do that again,
I'll whip you.
Molly, a fella.
Any other word you use there? Okay, we'll skip that. What did they used to call it when a fella was interested in a girl and he would go to see her? You say he is doing what?